USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Lawyers for the Illinois teen charged in a deadly shooting during a riot over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha are fighting to keep him from returning to Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse due in court this morning for a hearing on his potential extradition to Wisconsin. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked again in Arizona if he favored Democratic proposals to expand the size of the Supreme Court if elected, and if Democrats regain the majority in the Senate.
You'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. President Trump with no scheduled events on Friday, although he is planning a campaign rally on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The FBI announcing on Thursday a foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. After the story broke, Whitmer pinned the blame on President Trump for not denouncing white supremacy again at the first debate. Whitmer telling CNN,
I can't discuss too many details because it's around my security, and of course that's what's at issue here. We got to make sure that we stay safe. However, in the recent weeks, it was brought to my attention. Of course, we know every time that this White House identifies me or takes a shot at me, we see an increase in rhetoric online, violent rhetoric.
Brandon Caserta was one of the men arrested. He's no fan of President Trump.
Well, Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
The United Nations World Food Program is this year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
For its efforts to combat hunger, for its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas, for acting as a driving force to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.